You're listening to SBS News.
It was an unusual day on the campaign trail. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese remains in isolation after testing positive for COVID-19. Prime Minister Scott Morrison went to the New South Wales Central Coast, visiting the marginal seat of Robertson, which his government holds. He's pledging $20 million in upgrades for recreational fishing and camping facilities. Such a localised pledge is reminiscent of the Coalition's winning strategy in the 2019 federal election campaign. While Mr. Morrison was happy to talk to his party's volunteers, he didn't take questions from journalists. Although the leaders weren't talking, there were plenty of others who were. The opposition's Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers and Deputy Leader Richard Marles attended a rally at Logan in Queensland. Labor's climate change policy and its economic impact soon became the hot topic. Mr. Marles defended his party's policy.
We have the most detailed modelling around the proposals that we have put in place that an opposition has ever produced.
But when pressed on whether coal mines would need to buy carbon credits under the policy, Mr. Chalmers appeared to avoid giving a straight answer.
Well, the point that we have made repeatedly, and the point that Pat Conroy and Merrill and others were making during the course of the week, is that our policy is designed not to disadvantage our exporters against the countries and the companies with which they compete around the world.
The Labor Party's other big announcement of the day came in Sydney. Education spokeswoman Tanya Plibersek revealed a $15 million pledge to support nearly 800 community language schools across the country, should Labor win government. She says the sector, which is often staffed by volunteers, could use more funding.
We know that many children are attending community language schools, learning the language of their parents or grandparents, or just learning a language other than English. We know that a lot of the work done by these schools is done by volunteers. They run on the smell of an oily rag. So Labor wants to help.
It wasn't only current politicians with plenty to say. With Mr. Morrison not talking, Liberal Party icon John Howard picked up the slack. Australia's second longest serving Prime Minister taking aim at the so-called teal independent candidates.
These men and women are all posing as independents. They're not independents. They're anti-liberal groupies.
One candidate from the group who's already in Parliament, the member for Warringah on Sydney's Northern Beaches, Zali Steggall, has hit back. She's objected to Mr. Howard's use of the term groupie as sexist, saying that type of language explains a lot about what she claims is the Liberal Party's problem with women. Speaking on the Labor Party's behalf was former Treasurer and former Federal Party President Wayne Swan. He says the current government is ethically unfit for office now and will continue to be so if they get voted back in.
And of course we all know there is a crisis of integrity at the very top of this government. We have Morrison and Joyce who have trashed their offices. They've trashed offices and they've been involved in rorts and self-dealing. And they've been stunningly honest about the fact they're not going to stop doing that.
It's now 4 weeks until Australian voters get to make their choice when the country goes to the polls on the 21st of May. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.